Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, to the Psychic Funhouse. This is your co-host, Michael Espinoza, and I am here with my lovely co-host, the Laurence, the Shamanic Birch. Hello, Laurence.
Good evening, Michael.
All your adoring fans.
All my adoring
are here.
Fans. I'm so glad that you make it. Welcome.
Right?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. Your fans, too. Thank you for the stars.
I know. Thank you. Right? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, how are you, sir?
I am reasonably well. I'm reasonably well. How are you, my friend? Yeah.
I am well, thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doing good. Doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Down here in Southern California. I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Saw clients and taught my psychic class. And it's all good.
Very good.
It's all good. Yeah.
Nice.
How's your week been, sir?
I'd say it's been productive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the lawn mowed. And my air conditioner failed on me at the end of last summer, so I decided I'd try one of those portable air conditioner units. Have you seen those before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I had one in my last office. They're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, so
no.
I just have to get it set up, but I want to get in place because it can get pretty hot. I've got a top floor penthouse office and faces the west.
Ooh.
So big windows.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old building, so it holds the heat quite a bit.
Does it have a panoramic view of the ocean?
It has a panoramic view of the building next to it and the building in front of it, and then off to the left you can see down the street and the roads, and if it's clear enough, you can sort of see the Coast Range mountains. So
uh-huh.
I wouldn't call it panoramic, but you know, it's kind of cool. Mostly I keep the drapes drawn though to block the sun out. So
really,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. So this is where
mm-hmm.
you do your shamanic practicing.
Where it happens, baby.
At your office.
Herbs. Yep, got my shamanic stuff. Got it all.
Yeah.
Supplies. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's where the magic takes place.
Yeah. Exactly. I love that. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I decided to keep my office during the pandemic, so which I think was a good decision. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Smart move, sir. Smart move.
Yeah.
So, you ready to jump in and take some calls?
I am totally ready. I'm strapped in, got my boots on, I'm ready to ride, brother.
All right. So, Legal has told me I needed to let everybody know that here at the Psychic Funhouse, all the information that we give you is for entertainment purposes only. So there you go.
That's
true.
See,
even the fans.
We're entertainers. We're entertainers. Let us entertain you.
Absolument. All right. Yeah. So here we go. We're going to the phones. Our
go
first
phone.
Caller. Code phone. We're going to go to area code 860. Hello, 860. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, it's Amla from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Amla.
Pamela?
We're good.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And yourself? Selves?
We are well.
We're kind of
thank
one.
You.
Yeah, we operate as one unit, one mind. So.
Very cool.
That's right.
Very
nice. Right.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Okay. So I've been doing a lot of soul searching, and I just feel like, I don't know, am I missing, I guess it's divine timing, but it just feels like I feel very full and complete, and it just feels like I'm not meeting people that kind of meets me and like my like reflects my personality per se, you know. And you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world with what I've done with the healing work, and it's never ending, but I really feel absolutely fantastic. And I just was wondering if you see me in a relationship, because I really would love to share something special with somebody. So.
Now, didn't you connect with somebody from like your high school days or something? I think you've called us before. Like, didn't somebody find you on Facebook or something like that?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you remembered. Yes, I did. And then we kind of parted ways. It's not that he has a lot on his plate. He had a stroke. So, and he has four kids. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot that he's going through.
So, but at least you had that connection. You guys are still friends, so, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
We are.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So you got one thing going. So that's good. Yeah. Well, Michael is the relationship expert. Like he's got so many A-listers now from Hollywood and Beverly Hills. He's had to put people on a restricted situation. Otherwise, it's just overwhelming his schedule. So I bet he's already homing in some really good ideas. I can sense the vibration is getting thick.
You're lucky, Pamela. You've come to the front of the line. I have a 6-month wait list, but here we go. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he raised his rate, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a can of pork and beans and a dozen eggs.
He only takes crypto.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see what I see for you. I am getting you are going to meet somebody. I feel, though, it's not going to be right away. I think this is going to be in several months. I'm kind of feeling like maybe 6 months. This is not going to happen right away. But I feel like you have to start cultivating that energy a little more. What are you doing right now that you're trying to get that energy out there?
Very good question. Basically, I'm really the word is discernment again. Like, I used to just go out and just be, you know, and just in the pandemic and everything, I think we've all done our own little introspective work, and it just, I dive deep, you know, into soul searching, and I just don't want to just go to anywhere. So, you know, to answer your question, yeah, I go to soul, sound healing events, I go to yoga, I go all sorts of places, but I use discernment as far as, and my guides tell me whether it's okay to go or not, per se, because I'm highly empathic as well, so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think you're doing all the right things, because the thing I keep feeling is like it needs to expand more, the reach to connect to people. And it's not so much like, you know, going to a bar where the intention is to, like, you know, find a boyfriend. I need a husband, right? That's all it's about. But it's more about connecting with people through events you enjoy, that you connect with, hiking or, you know, going to museums or whatever that is, right? Sound healing. And just, it's really about getting the energy out, expanding it. And through this event that you love, if you find a person, like, and that I get this is where you will meet a person, that will be good, right? Where we're not so focused on, okay, I'm going to go to the bar tonight and I got to get a husband.
Yeah,
that doesn't work for a lot of people, the majority of the people now, it seems like. Yeah. So I would encourage you just to continue. And it's coming. So just relax and have fun.
You know, I'm getting my feet are moving now. Like, it's time.
Yeah.
For me to move.
Mm-hmm.
And just be out there, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And that's a huge part right now. You know, a lot of people are just starting to get out there again. Thank God.
I just sometimes I feel a little stuck because I'm a blend of an extrovert and an introvert. Like, sometimes people's energy is so highly energetic that it just drains me. And then I'm like, I have no energy. So, like, you know, and you can't pick and choose where you're going to be and who's going to do what. But, you know, I could take care of myself that way. So I'm just taking it easy, if you would. By meeting people as well, not gung ho.
And that's part of it. You know, from what the readings that I've done with clients, that like 99.9% of the time, this is what the guides tell them, because sometimes we get so focused on finding the mate, finding a husband. I gotta find a boyfriend. We lose sight of it. It's about finding a connection here finding that vibrational match. And that's what's really important.
Yeah.
Because that is going to be the thing that is going to survive. You know,
yeah, it's like the wick of the candle.
That relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's really important to really have fun, to do things that you like doing. And then you're like, okay, this will work. This is fun. I love doing this. And all right, this is a nice person.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think you're doing the right thing. So just stay with it. And just be a little patient. Yeah. And just, you know,
I think
you're probably already.
Though.
Say that again.
Do you still think it's this year? You definitely think it's, you said 6 months, so like sometime this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like it's happening, like it's in the works. So plus also too, they show me, it feels like you're really doing the work to manifest this.
Okay. Got it.
Do you understand that? Okay. Yeah.
Thanks.
You know, because sometimes people say they're going to, you know, they want this, and then, well, what are you doing? Well, nothing. Yeah, well. That, and $20 will get you a pizza from Domino's. I mean, that's it. Right? He's not going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there. We have to, you know, give the universe and our guides something to work with.
It's true. It's very true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Monsieur Laurence Bish.
Hey, Emma. So.
Hello.
Hey, so it's great to hear your voice again. You know, what came up right away with your question was seeing you at a conference or an event, you know, something where maybe you used to go to these things a while ago, or this is something new that you've been, you know, you've had an interest in, something kind of off the beaten path for you, but that would contain a lot of dynamic, interesting, and like-minded people. And I don't know, you know, what I, the vision that I caught.
I'm at a conference right now. That's funny that you said.
Are
that.
You?
Yeah, I'm at an astrology retreat, but I'm Zooming it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Zooming
it
from the place.
Okay. All right. Well, good for you. Yeah. Well, this, you know, what I, you know, obviously you have to pay attention to what, you know, your senses tell you in terms of appropriateness and safety and all that. And, you know, whether you're in a extroverted or introverted place, I totally get that. However, what I saw was you actually towards the end of the summer. So I'm thinking maybe August or even into early September, being in an event with people and mingling and having some really powerful, strong, and healthy, I would say, connections come out of that could develop into something. So if you have, you know, if you haven't scheduled things yet, I would take a look into the future and see if there's something similar to maybe, you know, what you're doing now, or even something, you know, that you thought about participating in but haven't yet. And I do see it being in person. So I think that's, you know, that's kind of the chemistry of it. It's going to happen when you're able to feel, you know, good about being in a group again with people. And it's not necessarily, you know, going to be something that's got hundreds and hundreds of people. It could be a, you know, pretty small gathering.
Right.
But I think it's going to be something close by and something that, you know, you might attend with a like-minded friend or something. It's always good to have a wing person with you. But either way, you know, I think it'll be an opportunity for you to really let your personality shine and all the wisdom you have and just, you know, your kindness. I think that's what is really going to seal the deal with the next person coming up, is they're going to respond to how big your heart is, because that's something that they've been looking for. So,
Mm-hmm. I think it's just you could be, you know, it's actually in one of my books. It's like I talk about, like, I'm a deep diving thinker, you know, and so.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, it's in air quotes, it's not achievable. It's not, I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's sometimes it can be very tricky to meet people who, you know, are just love learning. I love learning, and it's just very, I just, yeah. So anyway, I get what you're saying. I, the more I do this, the more things lead to other things, and that's actually how I got to this retreat in the first place that I'm at right now. One thing led to another to get here, so that makes complete sense. So
And I think, you know, to piggyback off what Michael was encouraging, you know, you're already doing what you need to do to, you know, facilitate this thing and being proactive about it. And, you know, you just need to keep putting yourself out there. You know, the more opportunities you give yourself to connect with people, the more, you know, the universe is going to align with that and provide somebody for you that really, you know, it just feels feels like the right person. So
true. And it's, I think it's a tricky thing. It's like, it's definitely been at least a year now of me not, like, it's important for, I think what I'm looking, I don't think, I know, it's value. It's value in the person. And so, like, I'm not going to settle. And so that's why it's so, like, it's doing whatever it needs to do. It's like kind of percolating like coffee. It's just drip, you know, that, and, but it's good coffee in the end. It's a good cup of coffee, right? So.
Yeah.
There you go.
A French press action. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we can all go to a bar and time and go home with somebody, but that can get pretty old pretty quick. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, So,
it's not like that. I mean, I mean, even at this retreat, people have been like, I have visual impairment. So, but the thing is, I have partial vision. And the funny thing is that I do see men like turning their heads, but I'm like, do I really like want, I mean, it's divine timing. I'm not going to do anything. But it's just fascinating. It's just fascinating being out. I feel like I'm in the twilight zone sometimes because it's just so. I just it's funny being. I don't know. It's funny. Like I could sense it. I could definitely sense it. So it's a good feeling. It's probably they're feeling my energy as well. You know, it's definitely heightened since the last time I talked to you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I bet. That's good. Yeah. Well, so, you know, just with your program, you know, I think it's good and it's meaningful. And, you know, Michael's giving you about 6 months. I think things are going to show up maybe even sooner than that, August or September or something like that. So.
Well, I will definitely keep you posted. I'll keep you, in the loop of what's going on. I appreciate your show. I want to keep on listening if you don't mind.
No, that's fine. You know,
absolutely.
And, Michael and I are offering a service. You know, when you go on your first date, we accompany you and give you feedback about whether this person is the right one or not. It's kind of an expensive service, but it's definitely worth it. So consider that.
That's funny.
Yeah. I keep forgetting about that service, Lawrence. Thank you.
I know.
For
you gotta plug it, man.
Our listener.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll
sit like on. We'll be at the restaurant and then we put an earpiece in you and then from walkie talkies we'll let you know what we're feeling. That is a good service, I think. Yeah.
Yet very effective.
That is a good service I think we should offer, right?
I know.
Would you buy, would you pay for that?
I would. Why not, right? Why not?
Mm-hmm. Warning, this one's a killer. Fail.
Yeah, save a lot of time and heartache, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much, both. All right. Take good care.
All right. You
all right. You do the same, and I'm going to put you on hold so you could listen to the
show.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, enjoy your class.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. They're low
mm-hmm.
on that we should start. You know what? And I've come across a few people. I think they would pay for that.
I bet they would. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we also,
right.
you know, we need to come up with a checklist of questions that the people ask the prospective date, you know, so we can so we can vet them from a discreet distance. I like the I like the remote aspect. That's good. You know, the little earpiece.
Yeah.
So
we can watch mm-hmm. what's transpiring,
mm-hmm.
and we
yeah.
can.
We'll have
coach, right?
Yeah, we'll have the table
yeah.
mic so that you know, I can pick up on what the date is saying. I'll be like, oh yeah. ask him if he has
right?
a criminal record. Mm-hmm. How many times has he been arrested? He's lying.
Well, I think, right? They,
mm-hmm.
our client can give the prospective date or the date, a list of questions,
mm-hmm.
right, to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And then we
mm-hmm.
can start scanning and tuning
mm-hmm.
into the energy as they read
right.
the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you ready for the next caller?
I believe I am.
All right. So here we go. Area code 917. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 917.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Tim and I'm calling from New York. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tim from New York.
Yeah. So I've been trying to manifest some new stuff and some something new, job-wise, career, whatever. I've been grounding in the pause, saying the Ho'oponopono prayer, trying to keep my energy positive. You know, I know you're like a magnet to attract things. I did get
right.
a call about an opportunity, possible partnership to an opportunity. The call's actually next week. Could potentially change my life, but I have received some information that it might not possibly work or I might not be a good fit. So I just trying not to give into fear. I mean, and I've just been
mm-hmm.
trying to ground. I've been asking for my guides. I'm trying to get I don't remember dreams, so I'm trying to get to sleep at a decent time and setting the intention, asking Archangel Michael for some assistance along the way. I feel like maybe spirit is communicating, but I'm not seeing it or missing it. Just if you had any tips or suggestions, greatly appreciated.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. This is Michael, Tim. And the
mm-hmm.
thing that I'm getting right now through you is this feels like you're on the right path here.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying you're doing all the right work. Go ahead. And that I don't know if this opportunity is the one, but you're definitely on the right path. You're doing the right work. And they want you to know that they have been trying to communicate this with you. They're showing me, do your lights flicker in your home? Or do you see lights flicker around you?
I do not see lights flicker or have them flicker in my house.
Yeah, because I keep seeing in my head, like, lights flickering.
Okay, I will look out for that.
Maybe. All right, that might be a sign then. But that's what I'm seeing. And
okay.
this feels good. It feels like you're on the right path and you're doing the work that you need to do. Yeah. That's what I'm getting.
Okay. Then I will. Stay vigilant.
Is this like a company you're trying to start? Because it feels like I'm trying to build something here, and it feels like a company that I'm trying to start.
No, in this case, no, not a company I'm trying to start. This is a company that's looking to move into my city into a particular business, and they need someone African-American. So I kind of got hooked up by a friend, which is to see if I'm a good fit because there's other requirements.
Okay. All right. So let's just stick with this a little bit here. So are you trying to start then, maybe not this opportunity, but are you trying to start a company?
I was hoping this could be the jump start to do something new, something exciting, make some money, and then also then have enough free time and resources to figure something out on my own just so I'm not beholden to a company.
Right. Okay. So I think you need to stick with that of, you know, don't let that go, that dream of maybe starting your own company. Because they were showing that and it feels real strong, the energy. So, you know, get this, get that under your belt, and hopefully that will, you know, lead you or help you to move you to that next part of your path where you start something on your own.
Okay, got it.
All right. Lawrence, do you have anything for Tim?
I do. Hey, Tim, it's Lawrence.
Hey, Lawrence.
So I'm just going to tell you what came up for me, and we'll see if this makes sense or not. So the minute you came on, I had this really interesting vision of a pig, believe it or not, P-I-G, a pig. And I thought, okay, that's kind of weird. I don't know what that's about. And so I just let it kind of marinate. And what started to come up for me is, I'm just curious if you're like associated with food in any way or anything, because what started to come up was barbecue, believe it or not. And I don't know if that's actually anything associated with your business ideas or career or something, but it feels like there's something pivotal about you being in a barbecue situation. Maybe you're not even the one who's the pit master cooking the stuff, but it feels like that's where some kind of deal is going to go down that's really going to propel you forward. So maybe that's going to be part of, you know, where some business opportunities will come up over something, you know, seemingly casual, like a barbecue setting with a group of people, or, you know, maybe that's actually going to develop into something more specific and concrete. Does any of that make sense to you, or is that off base, or?
Doesn't make sense to me now, but I'll be at barbecues. It's the summertime in my city, so I'll definitely be at barbecues, and I will keep my ears and eyes open.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I think, yeah, that must be it then. If you're not the one who's going to be heading it up, but you're going to be a participant, yeah, I would look for some things to go down at a barbecue that are going to be helpful for you and your career trajectory, so... sorry, that seems a little esoteric, but that, you know, sometimes that's what happens. It seems odd in the beginning, and then, you know, it often makes sense later on. So just be open. That's what I would say. So.
Okay. I'm definitely still open. I appreciate the assistance.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so very much.
Yeah. Good luck with everything. Let us know how it goes, man.
You got it. Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck.
The ribs are good. Save some for us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along. Here we go. Area code 404. Hello, 404. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Lawrence. And the other one. My name is Maddie, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, hey. How's Georgia?
Hi, Maddie from Georgia.
Hi, Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, hot Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta.
Yeah, they call it hot Atlanta. Hot Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does get hot, sweltering when it's humid. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. It's been beautiful. It's been dry, so that's warm but dry. So I'm happy about that. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
I am calling. I've been living where I am for a number of years now, for like 26 years when I first moved to Georgia. And
mm-hmm.
I like where I am because it's spacious. I love the focal point of the fireplace and the trees. It's a tree setting. I love walking out in breezy trees,
mm-hmm.
protection, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
all of that. But this year was the first year that my rent was very inflated, very high, in my opinion. So I went to the leasing office to speak with the property manager, and she told me, oh, well, blah, 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 it's not a subsidized place, blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay. And so I asked her, could she do something, like keep it the same or what have you, at least lower the price. And so she told me no. So I, in turn, went over her head and called the corporate, and eventually emailed me back and said, go back into the office, take your check stubs, and because things have changed, and just take your proof of income. And so that was done on the 31st. Yeah, because Monday we're closed. So on the 31st, I went back in, and she said, well, that is, it's a little late, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, this is a time that I didn't hear from them, and I heard from them, and here I am. I have my information for you. So I left it, and I told her I would be appreciative if she could do anything for me. So meanwhile, I know they give you a 3-day grace period, not until the 3rd before your rent is due. And so today I stopped in and see if she was able to do anything for me. And she said, oh, no, we were a little late. I put it in, but they said it was a little late. You need to do that at least 30 days. And I said, oh. So my question in my mind, is she telling the truth or she just made up something and told me that? Do you see any energy around that? And her name is Tammy.
Tammy?
Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Tammy.
Oh, Tammy.
However she.
Okay,
Tammy or T-A-M-M-I or Y, however she
yeah.
spell it. But
okay.
It's Tammy. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, this is Michael, Maddie. And
oh, yeah,
so
Michael.
I'm getting... I'm getting, she was not telling the whole truth there. It feels like she just kind of made something up. I'm kind of getting to, like, she doesn't feel truthful as well.
That was my,
yeah.
That's what Spirit said. That's what Spirit told me.
Yeah.
Be nice, smiles and all of that, but still lying between the teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I concur.
You concur? Great. Okay.
I concur. Yeah, I think, yeah, she wasn't being totally honest with you. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So you're right on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lawrence?
So my thought was, I'm sorry,
ahead.
I don't want to talk over you guys.
Say what your thought is. What's your thought?
I said my thought was I'm going, I was thinking I'm going to call back and speak. So probably won't speak with no one because seem as though that's out of the question today. I might email or leave another message and see what happened because mm-hmm. I just felt like, that's strange. Because I just feel like I grandfathered in 26 years ago, and it shouldn't be that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know they asked
me
to stay here for 26 years, but I did because
right.
it was good to me.
Right.
And, of course,
right.
you get comfortable. Yeah. You get comfortable, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, kudos to you for being proactive and not, taking her first response for the only answer and, going over her head to try to get something done. I think that was, a really a strong move on your part. So I just want to clarify maybe a few things. So the response you got from the corporate owners of the property, did they give you a specific amount that you were going to be able to start paying, or you just needed to talk to
the manager? They did not give me a specific amount. They just mm-hmm. asked me to go back into the office and take my pay stubs, show my proof of income.
And then, but the implication was by doing that, Tammy was going to give you some kind of discount on the rent or not raise it to what it was, or something was going to happen for your financial
benefit. That was my thought. Yeah, that was my thought, but she, I think the woman, this is my first time meeting her, because it changed property manager all the time. Always, every year is a new property manager. They move around, And what I feel is that she just seemed to be a little militant.
I think her thing is you're she's trying to do the minimal amount possible because this is not her only gig. So, she's approaching this job as something that she can kind of do, part-time while she has other stuff that she's focusing on. So, unfortunately, the way she's looking at you is, you're a problem, right? You're not being compliant, and now she's got to deal with that. And so, that's just her attitude towards you, and that's her issue, not yours, obviously. But I think, your next step is to respond to corporate and say, hey, I went in. Have you paid your rent already since today was the 3rd?
Yes, I dropped it off today.
Okay. All right. Well, it for the month, unfortunately. But I would go back to corporate and communicate with them again and say, hey, I followed your directions. I went in. I spoke to the manager, and she told me nothing was going to happen because I needed to, and I would use her words, and so that's in there. I needed to, do this within 30 days. So I want to make sure that since it didn't happen for me this month, that I'm set to do it for next month and have that guarantee and make sure, when they respond to you, hopefully in the affirmative, that you type that out and you bring that in, and I would see her, first thing on Monday with it or whenever, and just, if they respond to you, the way that I'm thinking they will, to say, hey, that's fine. It didn't happen this month, but here's what needs to happen for next month, and get her to guarantee whatever price she's going to come to in writing. Make sure that it's not just her making some kind of verbal agreement, because she can slither out of that, but say, hey,
Very true. Always get something in writing with a John Hancock. That's very true.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. So this is the term we're going to agree to. I've been here for, 26 years, and, this is my loyalty.
No problem.
26
years, never been late. No problem.
Right.
Had no problem with me. And,
I would contact corporate again, emailing's fine, and then, because you're still everybody's still on friendly terms here. There's no, reason to take it to the next level. And then just go in first thing on Monday and say, okay, so, I missed the deadline according to you. That's fine. Corporate says, make sure this happens for me on the next pay period. Here's what we're going to negotiate and get into it. And then make sure you get something to write in. I think things should work out. And if for some reason she doesn't, tries to bullshit you, pardon my French, about that, that's when you need to go to corporate and over her head and be like, hey, this person is not cooperating. They're not, being honest. They're giving me the runaround, and insinuate something like, I'd love to stay here because I've been here for so long. I love the fireplace, whatever you want to say to schmooze. And then it'd be a real shame for me to have to leave just because somebody, isn't willing to work with me according to, what you said would happen and whatever you need to do. But hopefully it won't get to that level.
Well, what do you see the property manager, Tammy, what do you see her problem is, that she don't want to cooperate or just like to be in control?
Yeah, well, I think her thing is she just doesn't want to have any, she wants things to go kind of automatically, be on autopilot, and she doesn't want to have to negotiate or I don't think it's so much a control thing, although that's probably in the mix or somewhere. I think it's more just that, in her mind, all the tenants should just do what's expected of them. And here you come along and you're like, yeah, well, this isn't working for me. I deserve a better situation. And so it's more just that she doesn't want to have to do the work on her end to make things happen for you. But I think once she gets the picture that you're not just the pushover, and you're really persistent, I think she'll fall into line. She's going to go kind of kicking and screaming, unfortunately.
Okay.
But, you're fine with that. You're not scared by any of that crap. So, just let her pull her little, silly stuff and then just, keep bringing her back to what the issue is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I kind of get that she likes to be tough and, she thinks that's part of her job description as well. So I wouldn't challenge her in any way, but also I wouldn't, like Lawrence was saying, don't be a pushover either. I think once she starts to deal with you a little bit more, it feels like she'll warm up a little bit. I don't know how warm she can ever get, but it feels like she might.
She might.
It's more like a respect, right? It'll be kind of like, oh, okay. I'm going to respect her because she's tough. But she's not, as long as you don't get rude or...
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
Which
do
I don't
that.
Think
I'm
you,
sure.
You, no. Yeah. Yeah. So I would just stay on her.
I think you just need to remind her that, she's working for you. It's not the other way around. Like you're basically paying her salary with your rent, right?
Yeah.
So,
and thank you. thank you. That's very true.
Yeah. So. Dispense with the flimflam BS and just let's make this easy on both of us. Just make it happen, and we can go on about our business.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, this time next year she won't be there. She'll be moving around.
Right.
She'll move around so much she won't be around. She'll be in some other office somewhere else.
Right.
Because I've seen some of it come and go. It's like. Kind of born with one, and next year it's like, ooh, they're gone? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I would just kill her with kindness, be really persistent, like Michael was saying, and you're going to get your way because she's a stone, but you're water, and you're just eroding her away until she washes downstream. Yeah. Well,
I will hold on to that and use that.
Yeah, I've been here for more than two decades, sweetheart, and I've seen your type come and go, so you don't impress me.
Oh, wow.
Well, let us know
how
it.
Thank you for calling, Maddie, and let us know
how
it goes.
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you. I would definitely get back with you guys
night.
And let you know the outcome.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yep. We're here every Friday, 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Every Friday. I think I spoke with you guys
6 p.m.
A couple of years ago. I recall. I recall.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you again.
All right. Well, be
all
well.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Okay.
You too. Yeah. Stay cool on
it.
Bye.
Are you like water, my friend?
Am I like water? No, I'm wood. I'm birch.
Absolutely. How did I miss that, right?
I don't know. Do you know what your Chinese astrology sign is?
The tiger.
I was going to say, tiger. Do you know what kind of, are you a metal tiger?
I'm a fashion tiger.
Oh, Jesus. Of course. I don't think that's one of the elements, Michael, but okay, for you, yeah, that's it. Fashion type. I think the proper term is you're a clothes horse is more your sign is. I remember you talking about your storage unit full of all those caftans and other amazing outfits.
I know. Thank God that's in the past. Yeah.
Yes. We've moved on.
Yeah. Enough about my caftans. So let's hear another question from another caller.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. We're actually entering the lightning round.
Ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting to that time. So give us your name and tell us where you're calling from. 630. Hello, 630.
Hello.
What's your
how
name
are you?
And where you're calling?
Hello.
Good. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Great.
My name is Jenna.
What's your name?
I'm from Chicago. Jenna.
Hey, Jenna.
Sorry. Jenna from Chicago, Illinois.
Chi-town.
Yeah.
In the house.
Yay.
The Windy City.
So,
how can we help you?
I'm calling to see... kind of when I might expect a second child.
Wow.
I know, big question there.
You like the first one so much, you want another one, huh?
Well, you know, I waited 3 years. It's still on the fence.
Are you, I want to be delicate and respectful about this, so, you know, if I'm probing, don't, you know, you don't have to answer my question, but are you having this child on your own, or is there somebody who's going to be there with you, or what's your situation with that?
I'm married, so currently, you know, with someone.
Okay.
I hope this person's there with you.
Yeah.
Well,
me too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean any disrespect either way. You know, some women are doing their own thing.
I was trying to make
it safe. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's what I'm seeing. So I think, you know, there's been some kind of false starts, I guess. And so you're sort of in a place or at a stage where I don't know if it's the people around you, but you're not getting the kind of support you did for your first pregnancy. So I think there's a sense that you're kind of more not, you know, going alone by any means or anything like that. But it's just, it's almost like a whole different ball game for you in terms of how you're going to be manifesting this this new child. So mm-hmm. it may feel like maybe unfamiliar territory, or just almost like, you know, you did this before, so, you know, what's the problem? It should be easier the next time, or, you know, you should understand things. Or, but I think part of what is happening is there's just, you know, a few little curveballs that are being thrown into the process for you this time. So, mm-hmm. So they've got you kind of questioning things. And I guess, you know, what I would say is, don't let things derail you. Don't let your vision of what's, you know, what you want to bring into your family get sidetracked. I think things are going to work out for you in terms of your pregnancy. I, you know, it may feel like what's happening are, you know, bigger detours than what they are, but I think, you know, once you are able to, you know, have everything come successfully to term and the birthing process, you're going to be able to look back and realize these were really more like hiccups than they were mountains you had to climb. So I think if you can, you know, just stay on the path you're on and just keep things minimized so that they don't, you know, make you question what you're doing, or even, you know, make you feel panicked or just, you know, like unsure, then things are going to be fine. So don't give in to, you know, any negativity or negative feelings that are coming up around this, and just stay focused on the positive stuff that you want to have happen. And I think you're gonna manifest things just fine with getting pregnant again. That's what I'm saying. So, okay.
Thank you. I appreciate. Yeah, definitely. It's just been just recently, I feel like things have been manifesting like split second for me. And mm-hmm. so I was just wondering if that was going to be one of them, because I mean, it's like left and right. It feels like electricity.
uh-huh.
And uh-huh. I'm not that that has to be one of them right now, but it just,
sure.
you know, it was top of mind tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get it. Michael,
thank
you have
you
anything?
Very much.
Sure. You're welcome.
I do. Let me kind of go back to this here. I feel you are going to get pregnant, Jenna. And so one of the numbers I kept seeing is 3. So how old is your first child?
She's 3.
Because then I saw 3 plus 3. So I don't know if it's 6 years in between, but I kind of feel like it might be. It to me, it feels like it's going to be sooner rather than later. So I don't know what the 3 plus 3 is, but it feels sooner rather than later. And also, too, it's there you go. And also, too, I kept hearing, like, don't get discouraged. Just stay the course and gonna happen. So that's what I was getting for you, but it feels like it's coming.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that's
Thank
helpful
you.
Or not. But
no, it is.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
It is.
I'm gonna jump
thank
in
you
and say,
so much for your time.
You're a great mom.
Sure.
That's
well,
the
thank
other
you
thing
for
that,
calling.
That's coming up, too, is that you're already a really good mom. And so there's a ton of spirits that are lining up to hop into your your reality, because they really they can see how great you've already been with your current child. So so job on that end. So.
Thank you. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
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 Well, good luck. And
thank you guys so much.
Goes.
You're welcome.
Sure.
Make sure
I
you
will.
You know.
It was
make
nice
sure you name it after me and Michael. So.
I'll write that one down.
Okay. Yeah.
All
even
right,
if it's a girl. Michaela, Morgan,
bye, Jenna.
If that works. Thanks, Jenna.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, guess what, sir?
What?
It's that time.
No.
It is that time. Yep.
No, I want to go on one more ride. One more ride. One more ride.
Yeah, well, it's come to a close. Thank you, everybody, for calling in and being here, listening. Be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. Be sure to friend. Is it friend us? Or follow us. No, you need to follow us. You need to friend us on Facebook. But follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, Psychic Funhouse. You can also follow us on Google, Apple, Spotify, and what's the other platform?
Amazon.
There was one more.
Amazon.
Amazon. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on those platforms, and you can download us and bring us with you. And, sir, if people want to connect with you and get a reading or a session with you, how do they do that?
They can call or text 541-344-7534. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net. My Facebook page is Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. Oh, and my Instagram is Lawrence A. Birch if you want to look at my amazing artwork. So all sorts of options. What about you, Mr. Espinosa? Yeah, how do they get some of that good juju from the psychic to the stars in their lives?
You can go to my website, MichaelJEspinosa.com. You can reach me there. And, yeah. Well, again, thank you, sir, for being my lovely co-host. I appreciate
you're welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I know you do. I know you do. And I appreciate
you.
I think it was a good show.
Yeah.
Had a good show.
Yeah.
Good callers.
Show.
Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
Left.
We are. And I want to thank all of the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all. And I want to thank the guides, all the higher beings for being here and helping us through the readings. And just a reminder, all information we give you is for entertainment purposes only. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
But if you do win the lottery, kick us some cash down because we could use it. Yo.
You're
willing to receive.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Then we can have our operation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, goodbye from the Psychic Funhouse, and we'll see you back here next week, Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Do we know what's happening yet, sir, for the next show?
It's the psychic summer of love, so we're getting ready for summer. Tuning in, tuning on.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Love it.
Like that. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week. Be well.
Au revoir.
Take care. Au revoir, mon ami.
Mm-hmm.